Thanks for your company today on Women of Hope. You're with Penny Mulvey. Did you know Women of Hope is entirely dependent on donations? Check out our brand new website, www.womenofhope.com.au. That's womenofhope, all one word, .com.au. Do you actively encourage, listen to and support a younger woman? Have you ever thought of yourself as a mentor? We are often role models to different people, our children, our children's friends, younger colleagues at work, maybe even people who know us but we don't know. But Robin, I suspect from what you've been saying, a role model is quite different to a mentor.
Yes, I think it is. I think mentoring is a process. Role modelling, in a sense, is something that you may not know you are. A lot of people look up to somebody, but that person doesn't necessarily know they're looking up to them. There are quite a lot of young people who would be looking up to and trying to emulate older people, stars, important people, musicians, actors or whatever, and those people are totally unaware of it. So they become a role model without knowing it. But I think that mentoring certainly might mean that you become a role model for someone else, but it may not be. You may not be a role model at all. You may just be a very encouraging, praying person who wants to help that person to develop. So I think there's a difference. I think mentoring is much more focused.
And of course, you can have bad role models. Could you be a bad mentor?
Yeah, I think it can be bad mentors. For instance, I think a mentor who tries to solve all the person's problems is a bad mentor. A mentor who seems to know it all and projects their own ideas onto somebody else is a bad mentor. The person alongside whom we are has to run his or her own race, has to cope with life themselves, but with an enormous amount of help from others. But if the mentor tries to take over and make that person like themselves, or make that person like somebody else, or give that person all the advice in the world without allowing them the process of thinking things through, I think that's a bad mentor.
Corinne, welcome to Women of Hope.
Thanks, Penny.
Corinne, we're talking about mentoring or role models. Now, mentoring's become more of a popular word. It was a word we didn't hear much of probably when we were growing up, but we did think about role models.
Mm.
Did you have someone in your life that played a significant part in your development?
Yes. As a teenager in year 10, life sucked. Really did. I couldn't go around a corner of a school building without being afraid that whoever was coming around was going to tease me or torment me or whatever. Life really sucked. I felt like I was unlovable, no one cared, no one understood me. And I had quite a few teachers who were quite upset with me as well. But I had a English teacher and she was just beautiful. I gave her a difficult time. I didn't like the way she taught me, but she stuck with me through that year, and we're still friends today. She even came to my wedding, and you know, the kids play together, and when we catch up, which is lovely. But she was a very important person in my life. At the time I met her, I was suicidal and didn't feel that life was worth living. And through her persistent work with me and, you know, showing that yes, I was worth something, she even opened up her home to me as a refuge, so it was a place I could escape to and be accepted, and there was no demands there. So that was lovely. And it was through my teacher's love for me that I learnt that God wasn't so bad after all. Yeah, she was a great encourager. She believed in me and it made all the difference. I stopped being suicidal that year. So she's been a real blessing.
Thanks, Corinne. I must say I've got a few friends whom I would also describe as a real blessing. Individuals who get alongside you, who encourage and support you, are making a big statement. Those friends are saying, you matter. You are important. That's the message of Jesus. He said, love the Lord your God and love your neighbour as yourself. We are made for relationship. We are made to love and to care for our God, ourselves and others. It is little wonder, Robin, you're so passionate about mentoring.
Well, the more you learn about somebody else, particularly when they start to trust you and they share things with you, the more you feel so drawn to that person, and you pray for them much more earnestly than you would ever have done had you not been entrusted with some of the things that are on their hearts and minds. So you grow close to them. Oh, that leads me to one other thing, Penny, and that is that there is a temptation for us in that kind of relationship to take on the role of counsellor. And obviously we shouldn't do that if we're not trained as a counsellor. I think we should be encouragers and listeners and all the rest of it. But if that person has a deeper need than we know we can or should meet, that's the point at which we need to say, would you let me suggest somebody who might be able to help you with that? And perhaps say to them, would you like me to come with you the first time? But not fall into the role ourselves of being counsellors in very deep and sometimes tricky personal situations.
What about dependency?
Yes, it can be a problem. That's why I think all mentoring relationships should have an end point. Now, if it's just informally meeting from time to time, that's fine. You don't need to state an end point. But if you're setting up a focused mentoring relationship, let's say it's going to go on for 6 months and you're going to meet once a month or something, I think for both your sakes, the mentor and the mentoree, there needs to be right at the beginning an end point. So you say, let's meet once a month for 6 months, or let's meet once a week for a month, so that at the end of that time, each can feel that it can be ended without hurt. But if both want it to continue, then it can be arranged. But I think otherwise they can become very dependent, and that dependency could last for life, and that's not healthy.
No. You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and my guest is Robin Claydon. Robin has spent a number of years establishing and growing a mentoring program for young women, and we've learnt a number of things today. Firstly, anyone can be a mentor. You don't need special qualifications, but you do need to be interested in other people, be a good encourager, and a good listener. It's a privilege to be another's mentor, but you need to establish guidelines. Don't take on the role of counsellor, and make sure the relationship is empowering, not dependent. Start with a cup of coffee, and go from there. All that said, Robin, is it possible to be a bad mentor?
Yes. Negative people shouldn't mentor. There are some people who always see the dark side of life and always see problems. And I don't think anybody who is like that should mentor. I do think a mentor needs to be a fairly positive person. I don't mean playing the glad game all the time, but somebody who can see potential, who can see that there is a way through the darkness, that all tunnels do lead to the light. You have to really care about people. It has to really matter because you're going to give quite a bit of time. That brings me to another point, Penny. Some mentoring can be long-term, some can be quite short-term. Some can be regular, some can be ad hoc, just now and again. Some can be by phone and email these days. You can be an enormous encourager of somebody else without actually sitting face-to-face with them. So I think there are so many ways. I guess the most important aspect of mentoring for me would be that of giving encouragement. Putting heart into each other and encouraging each other to keep going, fix their eyes on Jesus. The other thing is if you want to mentor yourself, I think you've got to be brave enough to go and ask someone. You may not go up and say, will you be my mentor? Because that might make the other person think, what on earth am I being asked to do? But could I, you know, initiate it? Could I have a cup of coffee with you sometime? I'd love to chat to you. Could I pass a few things past you that you might be able to help me with? So initially, let it be very informal and just a friendly contact.
So if you can manage all of those things and negotiate sort of contracts with each other, it actually sounds an incredibly exciting and fulfilling process.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most exciting things we can do. And we can all do it, Penny. I'm convinced we can all do it if we care enough to give time to somebody else. We don't have to be experts ourselves. We have to be caring, loving Christian people who want to listen and help and pray for someone else.
Robin, thank you so much for your time.
That's okay, Penny.
Want to know more about mentoring? Perhaps you are mentoring a number of women yourself and would like to share your experiences. Or perhaps you're in need of a mentor. Be courageous. Try Robin's advice and ask someone you admire to join you for that cup of coffee. How about letting us know your thoughts on mentoring? Ring Women of Hope on 02 9740 6355. That's 02 9740 6355. Or go to our website www.womenofhope.com.au and contact us via the net. Thanks for your company today. Please join us again next week here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.